Former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson will face trial for sex offences, a court in the north has decided today. He and his wife Eleanor, who's accused of aiding and abetting him, were told the evidence in the case was sufficient to progress the case. Our northern editor Vincent Kearney was at Newry Magistrates Court today. What happened in court, Vincent?
Well, as you say, Gavin, Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife, Eleanor Donaldson, were in Newry Magistrates Court this morning for a plenary inquiry. That was to rule whether there's sufficient evidence for this case to go to full trial at Crown Court. That's the equivalent of the Circuit Court in the Republic now. At the start of proceedings, the proceedings lasted for just 3 minutes. This is a very, very short hearing indeed. At the start, both Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife spoke to confirm their name and dates of birth, and the charges were then put to them. Now, Geoffrey Donaldson had originally been facing 11 charges. He now faces 18 charges. There are one count of rape, four counts of gross indecency, and 13 charges of indecent assault. His wife, Eleanor, faces five charges. She had originally faced four, and she's charged with aiding and abetting. Now, each of them was asked if they had any response to make when the charges were put to them, and whether they wanted to make any written statements of evidence. To each of those questions, Geoffrey Donaldson replied, "Not at this time," and his wife, Eleanor Donaldson, replied, "No." So having heard what they'd said and having looked at the Public Prosecution Service papers, Judge Eamon King said he was satisfied that based on those papers before him, that there is a prima facie case for this to move to the higher court, the Crown Court. That will happen on the 10th of September. And at that point, Gavin, the two defendants, Geoffrey Donaldson and Eleanor Donaldson, will have to enter formal pleas.
3rd of July, it's clearly a difficult time for the DUP, a day before polling in the Westminster elections.
Indeed, Gavin, I mean, the optics of this are disastrous for the DUP because Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife were arrested in March. They first appeared in court in April. Now, the DUP say it has come up on some doorsteps. They said it hasn't been a really large factor, but there's no doubt there is concern that Geoffrey Donaldson's arrest, his charging, his resignation would cast a shadow over the DUP and perhaps dissuade some of his voters from casting their vote tomorrow. So the last thing the party needed was the day before polling. Television screens tonight will be full of the images of Geoffrey and Eleanor Donaldson going in and out of court. Online pages for news organisations already have those images up. And tomorrow morning, it's entirely possible the front pages of the local papers will have these photographs emblazoned all over them, reminding voters of what happened. And there's no doubt that will be a concern for the DUP, particularly, Gavin, in some of the seats where the DUP is under pressure and where it could be down to a few hundred votes to decide it. They will certainly be concerned that these images could have a negative impact.
Vincent, thank you. That's our northern editor, Vincent Kearney in Newry.